106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, do you have a partner or a dad, even just a friend that sneezes way too loud? You're going to be interested in this. For years, Katie has accused me especially, sometimes Kevin, of sneezing incredibly loud.
Yeah.
It scares her.
Yeah. And it's wholly unnecessary.
Well, Kevin and I have always said what in response? We can't help it.
Right.
That's just who we are.
And I say wrong.
Turns out, Kevin, she's right.
No, she can't
be. Thank you.
And I can't. It hurts me to say that, but science has developed a system now where you can sneeze quieter. Step one, exhale to release some pressure before you sneeze.
Okay.
So you're about to sneeze, and instead of going,
oh,
and inhaling,
okay,
you're like building all that pressure up. Try to remember to exhale a little bit, just, and right before you do it, just,
okay,
and then do it, because it says the more air in your lungs, the louder the sneeze. Makes total sense.
Interesting.
Another one. Now, this one used to scare me because I thought my eyes would pop out of my skull.
Yes.
Keep your mouth closed.
Shut your stupid mouth. It's not hard.
It says, hold your tongue to the roof of your mouth to direct the air pressure through your nose. And it even says, nothing will happen to your eyes.
Okay, good. I think you've also said in the past, it'll give you a heart attack.
Right. Yeah, there are times where I sneeze and I get like a pain through my body and I'm like, oh, this is it.
If you sneeze too many times, your heart could stop.
What a humiliating way to die. There's another way. They call it do the Dracula. And I think we all learned about this during COVID. If sneeze into a handkerchief, no one has that, or your elbow to muffle the sound.
Yeah, the inside of your elbow.
Like that. Do that. But then sometimes though, like, I mean,
you get nasty, you get on your nasty elbow on your and shirt. It's like, I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, that's better than at somebody else.
And then the last one, and these are proven methods to sneeze quieter. Try not to engage your vocal cords. Imagine instead of a yell, you are letting out a deep sigh.
Okay.
And they said by imagining that, it actually will relax you and you will sneeze quieter.
I can sneeze with, I can sneeze almost silently.
It is true.
I sneeze on this show all the time.
Yeah.
And nobody knows because I must be utilizing all these techniques, but I'm surely closing my mouth. And I do think that people that sneeze very loud are doing it for attention.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's the lady that coughs very loudly.
I had bronchitis.
And listeners can hear through the mic when you cough, too.
I understand that.
So if we have to lower down our sneezing, you're going to have to lower down your cough.
Okay, but my coughing was, I was dying.
We are, too. Allergies. No. It's allergy. Whose side are you on?
I mean, I'm just...
On the side of science.
I'm on the side of science. Because if it's true that we can sneeze quieter, then we should...
Why wouldn't you?
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because Katie's right. She does have the sneeze of a mouse. Okay?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you think it is because you have a teeny tiny nose?
Well, first of all, thank you.
Kevin and I do not have teeny tiny noses.
I have a huge nose.
He's got a big nose. And Kevin's is very wide. Mm-hmm. Mine is kind of long. Yeah.
Right. So mine's just a little button.
It's a teeny tiny button.
Yeah. No.
You have a comic book character's nose.
Yes, I do.
Where like it's just a line with nostrils.
Right. No, I don't think the nose has anything to do with it. I find the sneezing is all in the mouth.
Oh.
Okay.
And I also believe I can sneeze with my eyes open. But some people say that's impossible.
That's creepy. Don't do that.
We're going to have to try that at some point. But it's going to have to be head on a swivel for that. So take out the mechanics. Let's go back to the psychology of sneezing loud.
Okay.
You believe it's performative.
Yes, very much so.
Can we dive in?
Yeah.
Why would we...
Because you need somebody to look at you.
Do you think that people, we'll take me and Kevin for, as examples, but people in general who sneeze loud have such little going on in their lives.
Yes.
That we have this.
Because what do people do when you sneeze? Not me, because I don't believe in it.
Right.
But what do people do when somebody sneezes?
God bless you.
Right. They acknowledge you.
Yes.
Not me. Oh. I just keep it pushing.
That's true.
I'm not going to. The only thing I'll do when somebody's sneezing is either go, ah!
Or chastise us.
Or go, stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Just go, oh my God.
Oh my God, stop.
Kevin scared me.
Right. And if you sneeze multiple times, get out of here.
That I really can't help.
Okay, if you sneeze multiple times, get a life.
I'm a three sneeze sneezer.
I know. And it's a whole production every time.
Again, if you want to sneeze quieter or get somebody else to sneeze quieter, it's exhale before you do it. Keep your mouth closed, sneeze into your elbow, and try to relax your vocal cords by imagining it as a yawn instead of a yell.